Improv Chattanooga recently closed its location on Rossville Avenue, but the comedy troupe continues with shows and classes as it searches for a new venue. Steve Disbro is co-founder of Improv Chattanooga. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And Improv Chattanooga, you recently left your location on Rossville Avenue.
Yes, we recently left our location on Rossville Avenue. We are going to continue to do classes there. We just announced a new intro to improv class that will start on January the 28th and run for 8 weeks, and we'll even have a showcase show there. But we will no longer be doing weekly shows in that location.
The gatherings continue.
Yeah, we just had a show a couple of nights ago at a local tap room that just opened. And we're looking for other venues to play around town. Before we had our own theater, we were doing 4 shows a month, and we kicked that up to 16 to 20 shows a month. So there was a little bit of burnout there. The space we were in was fantastic, but the location, not so great. There was no walk-up traffic. It was difficult to get people to disassociate some of the past negative imagery with Rossville Boulevard with our location on Rossville Avenue.
And as always, location, location, location.
Location, location, yeah. As I've said, it's the space is fantastic, but the location was just not working for us.
Improv Chattanooga, it's been around since 1995.
Yeah, since 1995. It started, it was founded by my predecessor, Kevin Bartolomucci, and a bunch of people in Dalton, Georgia. And it was called Runs with Scissors. I got it. Maybe I should change the name back to that. I got involved with Kevin and Runs with Scissors in 2002. He and I hit it off and became a pretty good production partnership. And we changed our name to First Draft Productions and did a lot of improv, a lot of performance art at Barking Legs and things like that. And then I guess in 2015, we realized that when people Google for comedy, they don't necessarily Google for First Draft or anything like that. So we changed the name to Improv Chattanooga. And it's been all uphill, downhill from there. I'm not sure. We get better hits with Improv Chattanooga than we did with First Draft. So,
and for people who come out to the shows, what's that experience like?
Well, that's one of the issues with improv is there's no real good elevator pitch for it. I mean, if you're going to see a stand-up show, you know instantly what it is you're getting. With improv, it depends on the show. It depends on the troupe. The closest thing we've got to an elevator pitch is it's just like Whose Line Is It Anyway? The television show.
That's what I was thinking of.
So we play games like they do. We have a lot of audience participation like they do. We will ask for volunteers. We never force anybody to do anything. And we don't, like, if a couple comes and one is trying to get the other to get on stage, we don't allow that either. We try to build a safe space in any show that we do, and that's for the audience as well as the actors. So, yeah, we play a lot of improv games where we get suggestions from the audience, and then we have forms that we follow and rules that we follow for these games. But it's basically just play and pretend with your friends with just a couple of rules layered on top.
And themes can help.
Yes, yes. We had a show at the space, a movie night. And every week we would have a different genre of movie. The first one that we did back on May the 4th of 2018, I guess, was a Star Wars movie. And the last one that we did was the week that the latest Star Wars movie came out, and we did a Star Wars movie for that as well. So that's always fun. But in between that, we had horror movies, thrillers, comedies, animated movies. I was once a 70-foot high Mickey Mouse that had been frozen in ice and was rampaging in the year 3000. That was a lot of fun. Mickey, I don't think Mickey's ever killed quite so many people, except perhaps at the first D23. So,
with Improv Chattanooga being around for 25 years and you involved in it as long as you have been, do you sense that audiences have changed over the years?
You know, that's a good question. The audiences that, like when we play a place like the Tap Room, we call that bar prov because you're in a bar, people are drinking, they're not necessarily there to see you. So that's a very specific type of audience that takes some time to get a handle on sometimes. But when you're in a theater like we had, you know, they're there specifically to see you. And they might come in a little tipsy, but they're there generally to participate and enjoy the evening. But other than, you know, people expecting bluer material, I don't think audiences have changed all that much. They want to see a good show. They want to laugh. We like to give them a story on top of that. We're a story-oriented troupe. There's a lot of different styles of improv. None of them are correct. None of them are the one true way. But we're more focused on storytelling. So even when we play short games, we try to get some sort of arc to it. We try to get a beginning, a middle, and an end in that, even if it's just a 2-minute scene.
Which makes sense because storytelling
That's the oldest form of entertainment, yeah.
And you can't talk about the South without talking about storytelling.
That is absolutely true. I hadn't really thought of it that way. But yeah, that's completely true. The movie was a real favorite of ours because it let us build an entire movie over the course of an hour. And a lot of people never seen anything like that here in town. That was something that we did. We also did a soap opera series. We did three different soap operas where every week would be a new episode in the soap opera and the same characters would come back and they'd have to resolve the situations that they ended up with the previous week. And the first one that we did was set in the Reed House, although it was pronounced the Red House for legal reasons. And it ended up with the mayor of Chattanooga revealing that she had a nuclear weapon stored under the Reed House and she destroyed the entire city because of some perceived slight against her. So that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. One of the actors was a bellhop in the Reed House, and it was the conceit was it was old-timey elevators that you had to crank, and so he was continually cranking this elevator, and people would want to go from floor 3 to floor 4, and he would be up there with them in the, I'm making air quotes, the elevator for 5 minutes cranking it as they try to get from one floor to the other. And that was the lovely and wonderful Justin Bunch, who is one of our performers and is just fantastic.
How do you see Improv Chattanooga's role in the entertainment space here, the comedy space here in Chattanooga?
That's an interesting question. We have a show called Improv versus Stand-Up that we put on with Bridget Martin, who is a local stand-up comedian and promoter, that we would have stand-up comedians come and they do 7 minutes and then we do improv based on that 7 minutes. That's a fantastic show. We're going to try and keep that show alive at a minimum out of everything that we did previously. But, you know, we exist sort of in parallel with those things. We don't really, other than that, we don't really cross over all that much. We like the stand-up community here in town. We used to have a gig at the Comedy Catch before we got our own theater. So we're a different kind of entertainment. We would have people that would search us out. They would come here from out of town, people from Chicago and New York and LA, and they would come here and they say, I love improv and I want to see what you guys have got. And they would almost always leave impressed, which was very, very gratifying to me. I think we built something really special here. And the location notwithstanding, I'm definitely not going to let it fade away. Like I say, we've got our eyes on a couple places around town that should be better fits for us. And hopefully we can get ourselves in front of more people and continue to do the thing that we do.
If somebody wants to come to the show and they're curious about participating, but they are nervous.
You know, that's an excellent point. We have had a lot of people that say, oh, I'm not going to come to a show because I don't want to get pulled on stage. That's not what improv is. That's not what it is. We would tell people when they would come to a show, hey, sit in the front row. This is not stand up. We're not going to pick on you. We do not pick on anybody. And like I said earlier, we only take volunteers. If you don't want to volunteer, you don't have to volunteer. We had a show called Your Stories, where we would ask the audience for a story from their life. They would tell their story for 2 or 3 minutes, and then we would do improv based on that. If nobody in the audience wanted to do a story, we would just ask for a word, and then one of us would tell a story, and then we would do improv based on that. So come to a show. If you want to get involved, really the only way to do that is to take the class. And like I said, we've got a new class coming up that starts January 28th. That's an 8-week class. 7 weeks of instruction. It's taught by myself and our casting director, David Sarton. And the 8th week, we're going to put on a show. Your friends and your family will come out and they will see what you've done. Almost everybody in the troupe, with the exception of myself and David and Jessica Wilson, who had an improv career here in town before we started, before she got involved with us, came through our classes. So we've trained almost everybody that's in the troupe.
And where can people go online for more information?
Go to improvchattanooga.com or go to facebook.com and search for Improv Chattanooga. We're also on the Instagram and the tweet machine. But Facebook is where we do most of our stuff because that's where everybody is, unfortunately. I'm not happy about it, but that's where you get the most bang for your buck out of ad dollars and social media, stuff like that. It's annoying, but that's just the reality that we live in.
All right. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.